The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Mechesim Beis brings down the concept, the famous klal of Gerushin is Gaya Kukatan Hanayla Dami. So what is this talking about? The Braisa brings down, asks a question, the Mipnema Gerim is Manazem, Unim Yisurim Banaleim. Why is it that Gerim seem to have a lot of Yisurim happen to them? So Tanakama says, because they weren't Mekayim, Shevim Mitzvahs Pneinach, when they were Gayim. Rabbi Yossi is Chalik, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Gerushin is Gaya Kukatan Hanayla Dami. You can't say that they're Achrai now for what they did when they were Gayim, because Gerushin is Gaya Kukatan Hanayla Dami. So he says, why are they ma'unim? Because they're not bekiyim b'tukim mitzvahs ke Yisrael. They're not mekiyim mitzvahs like Yisrael. Abba Chanan says, mishum ablazer, because they do mitzvahs mi'ir, not me'ava. And Acherim say, mimnei sheshol atzim unikonas tachas kanfei hashchina, because they delayed in becoming gerim, they should have done it earlier. And the Gemara ends off, Amar Rav, Yitam Rav Chinina, me'ikra, yishalim Hashem pailach, b'ti, hi maskot Hashem, im Hashem, elke Yisrael, shirbos la'achsois v'gaymer, that is a raya that the Gayim, it's a tain in them for not coming earlier, like we find by Rus, by her it was a mila, Rashi says, Shumi heart v'lei heart, you came right away and you didn't delay it, but for those who do delay it, that is the reason why you serve by an alem. So that's the different pshatim in the Gemara, but we see clearly when Madama says, Rabbi Yossi says, there's a musik of Gershon, his Gayim, Kikon Shinayla Dami, and that's why Gayim are not punished, what happened while they were Gayim. Now the Chassam Seifen of Adizar, Dav Samachdal, asks a Paltik Akasha on this, he says, Yagati harbe, v'loi matzasi minnale l'rabanan, hadakan hano dami umutar v'chule. In fact, the Chassam Seifen, he says, I worked very hard, and I tried to figure out a makkah, but I was not able to find a makkah. Where did Chacham know this? How does the Gemara know this klal of Gershon is Gaya Katan Hanayla Dami? It's a klal Pashat B'chol HaShas. We use it in many different places. In fact, the Chassam Sefer, where do they get this from? What's the makkah? Such a thing needs a drasha. You can't just make it up. How did Chazal know the Gershon is Gaya Katan Hanayla Dami? There is no drasha brought for this anywhere in Shas. So there's a couple different terutzim given by Rishonim and Achrenim to answer this kasha, the Chassam Seifer. So the Meshech Chachma, this is in Dvarim Perakei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, he says over there that the makar is from, we find after Mount Tari, the Pasuk says, Shuvah Lachem La'alechem. Klaiso was able to go back to their wives. They were mutter to their wives once again, even though during Mount Tari they had to be Pirish. So Frek, the Meshech Chachma, he says, you know, obviously there were people that were married to women that, according to Gayim, are not considered Arayas, but now Lufi Dina Yisrael would be considered Arayas. So how was it mutter for them to go back? L'chari, now they became Arayas, they should become Aser on their wives. There should be an Iser now. So Zakta Meshech Chachma, from here you see that Gershon is Gaya, is Katan Hanayla Dami, they're like a new person, and that Iser would not apply, and this is the Makar, the Gershon is Gaya, Katan Hanayla Dami, we goofy learn it out from this Pasuk of Shuvu Lachem, Lachem La'alechem. So that is one Makar, the feed the Chassam Seifer. I once heard a different makar from the Baal Turim on the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chaf Dal Pasuk Yizayin. It says Losatem Mishpat Ger Yasim. So the pasuk L'char should have said Losatem Mishpat Ger VeYasim, a Ger Or Yasim. What's Ger Yasim? Why is it missing that vav? So it's like the Baal Turim that this is coming to be meram. Is that every Ger is a Yasim? As Chazal say, Gershin is Gaya Kukatan Hanayla Dami. So this is a makar that there's any of Yasmus by a Ger. He's like a new person. He doesn't have his parents anymore. And this is a remes from a pasuk to the musik of Gershin is Gaya Kukatan Hanayla Dami. I saw a very interesting hasbir from a Futner, Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos. He says that we find that there is a Tana by the name of Bar Hehe, brought down in the Gemara Chagiga on Tesla Beis. Bar Hehe, and Tysus over there says, why is he called Bar Hehe? So he says that he was a Ger, and the Bar Hehe means he was the son of Avram and Sarah, that a He was added to their name. The letter He was added to the name. Avram had a He added, Sarah had a He added, so he's the Bar Hehe. He's the son of the two Hays, the son of the two Gerim. That's a remez that he came from Gerim, or that he was a Ger. So Rav Hunter says, you see from Tysus that He is a letter of Geris, that represents the name of Geris. We also find in Chazal that He is a letter of Bria. It says, Ela told us, Hashemayim Baretz Behibarim, Altikir Behibarim, Ela Behibarim. So He is the letter that was used to create the world. Hashem created the world with the letter He. So Zakhtar Futner, if we find that He is a letter of Geris and He is a letter of Bria, the Mela would follow that every Geris is a Naya Bria, it's a new Bria. He represents both of them, so every Geris has a Bria, and that's how we know the Gershon is Gaya, Kekat and Hanayla Dami. So that's his marker for this din of Gershon is Gaya. The Maisa, after all said and done, Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out in his Pirush on Maseches Gerim that it's probably a Beferish Gemara right here in our Sugya based upon how the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the very last line of the Gemara we just read, Mem Chesem Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Bival V'Tem Reb Chinina Me'ekra, where do we know this from? Yishalem Hashem Pailech V'Tim Maskot Hashem Yim Hashem El Hirsal Shabbos Lachsas V'Gaymer. So what is the Rebbe coming to explain over here? What is he bringing from this pasuk in Rus? So Rashi learns that this is going on the last mandamer, going on Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says that the Acherim say that the reason why Gerim are ma'unim is because they should have come earlier, and that's what we're learning over here, that Rus came hayayim, others should have come earlier. But the Ritva brings down, Ritva brings that shot, and then he says he heard a different shot from Mari Harav, Pierce to Lisiui, Rabbi Yossi Asa, this is really a riot to Rabbi Yossi, Asher Bas Hayyam La'ilam, the Gershon is Gaia Katan Shnail Adami. So, Dr. Edva, this is coming to say Pshan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Gershon is Gaia Katan Shnail Adami. So, Pchanina is saying, Meikra, how do we know this concept of Gershon is Gaia? From this Pasagufa, where it says by Rus, it says Asher Bas Hayyam, you came today, La'ilam. Ritva says it's like you came today, La'ilam, with Dashan in the Pasik, that you came today to the world, it's like you were born again today. That's the Pshan and Bas Hayyam. So in the Gemara's Gufa trying to say, this is a mocker for the concept of Gershon is Geyer, that any Geyer who comes, it's as if he came today, as if he was reborn, he was born again, born anew on the day of his Geyeris, Asher Bas Hayyam La'ilam, and the Gemara's Gufa trying to say this as a mocker for the din of Rabbi Yossi, Gershon is Geyer, Kant Shnal Dami, so Lefid Ritva, it's a Beferish Gemara, learning out from a Pasik. So those are some of the possible Mekairis, to answer the Kasha, the Chassam Seifer, for the mocker of the din of Gershon is Geyer, Kant Shnal Dami.